It's Black Friday, but we want to remind everyone that tomorrow is Small Business Saturday. What are some of the highlights, Jackie?
So this Saturday, you can join the Farmers and Crafts Market of Las Cruces as they host a Shop Small Saturday Market to showcase local businesses and artists. Shoppers will be able to find unique handmade gifts this holiday season while also checking out businesses down Main Street. The downtown market will be held from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday.
And there's a couple of other activities on Saturday that you'll want to make time for. First, heading over to the Museum of Art.
You can also join the Museum of Art every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to noon in the atrium between the Museum of Art and the Museum of Nature and Science for a hands-on arts and crafts experience for the whole family. Each month, they feature a different art appreciation theme and a different subject each week. This weekend, they will be having optical art, impossible objects. For more information on that, you can visit their website at museums.las-cruces.org.
And you want to make time to take the kids over to Barnes & Noble for story time.
Right. So Barnes & Noble at the Mesilla Valley Mall location will be having a story time and activities featuring two books about cherished holiday traditions for families. Those books they will be reading are Dear Santa and Cookies for Santa. For more information, you can call Barnes & Noble at 575-522-4499.
And we're really in the holiday swing of things. So if you've included some activities of note that stretch into next week, tell us about those.
On Monday, December 2nd, the Celestial Sounds Women's Choir will be having two concerts. One was on November 24th, and the other will be on Monday at Peace Lutheran Church, 1701 Missouri Avenue. The music was written for Venetian girls in the 17th and 18th century. Some of the composers are Vivaldi, Scacchi, Palestrina, and others to name a few. This beautiful music will be sung in Italian with piano, also a cappella by four-part harmony. It is open to the public with a suggestion donation of $5. For more information, you can call 575-312-2732.
And then on Thursday, it's the Jolly Gingerbread Challenge. That sounds fun. Is it an eating contest?
This is actually the Burrell College of Osteopathic Medicine first annual challenge and light show, which will be held from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Burrell College. This event is free and open to the public. It will feature a gingerbread house decorating competition with a $500 grand prize, pictures with Santa Claus, a holiday photo booth, festive food and drinks, and an impressive holiday light show. For more information on that, you can visit bcomnm.org/gingerbread challenge to sign up and learn more about this really fun event.
Can we eat the gingerbread houses after the contest?
I'm sure they will let you eat the gingerbread houses.
All right, Jackie. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, and I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving.